Kyle. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
What'd you do this weekend?
I went to the Paulson Pumpkin Patch in Belding, Michigan.
Did you? How was that?
Oh, that was great. We took a wagon full of straw and went out and found a pumpkin.
All right, good for you. A few questions I want to ask you about. First of all, this is a story that seems to pop up every year. Is it possible that Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mid-Michigan may lose their nonprofit status?
Yeah. Yeah, the short answer is yes. And the reason is because of these new health exchanges as part of the new national health care law, Tony. You know, as part of that, there's going to be these health exchanges where it's going to be like buying an airline ticket. You know, you go on Travelocity or Expedia or something, and you like type in your destination or whatever, and ticket prices pop up. And that's really what we're looking at in a few years down the line as far as health insurance. You need some health insurance? Well, let's see, you know, I'm 38, and I've got one kid, and I'm married, and blah, 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 and boop, here's my options, you know? And but in order to do that, Blue Cross Blue Shield's got to be regulated the same as other insurance companies. And so the question is then, how do we get everybody, and we're talking HMOs and then the corporate insurance companies, regulated the same by the state? I mean, are the other insurance companies going to play by Blue Cross's rules, or does Blue Cross play by their rules? And if Blue Cross plays by their rules when it comes to individual insurance, well, then should they still have a nonprofit status? And that's a real question that's got to be answered.
I also wanted to talk to you about the bullying bill being an amendment for that charter schools bill.
Yeah.
It makes it seem, and I don't know if this is true or not, that Senate Republicans were not supporting bullying.
Well, this has been a debate that's been going on for at least five or six, if not more, years now. The question resolves not about whether kids should be bullied in school, because nobody believes that's a good idea. It's about whether it's about the specific language and if there needs to be a specific protection in there for kids who may be gay or have, you know, those types of issues, you know, guys who are boys who have feminine traits and girls who have masculine traits, if there needs to be specific language in there protecting them from bullying, because Democrats want to see that in there, and there are some family groups that believe that's a Trojan horse toward a protection in there for a protection in state law for gays and lesbians that they believe shouldn't be in state law. And that's where the battle's been all along. You know, there's been compromise language that the Republicans have put forward that they say would just mandate local school districts have a bullying policy. And then they get blowback from their conservative friends in the caucus who say, well, we shouldn't be mandating anything in our schools, you know. So then nothing gets done. We just keep getting this debate. We've got John Gleason who's sleeping in the Capitol at night. It's a little weird.
We've got on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line, Kyle Malin, who's the editor of the MIRS newsletter, MIRS, 827. Kyle, the County Road Commission here in Ingham County has been a mess, a lot of drama there. And I know that County Road Commissions, as according to the MIRS newsletter on the front page, they better beware. Tell us about this story.
Yeah, I mean, do we need all counties in the state to have a road commission? All 83 counties have a road commission. Is that necessary? And I think that's a question that Rick Snyder's asking right now of his administration. I mean, if we're looking at trying to consolidate state government and trying to consolidate government in general so we don't have so many branches, that's one thing to look at. Can we regionalize county road departments and have like a mid-Michigan road department as a way to cut down on cost? And that's something that he's asking. You know, these county road commissions have become little fiefdoms. They're not elected. They're appointed. And there's pros and cons to that, with the obvious con being, you know, you can't vote out people you feel are ineffective or who aren't doing a good job. So it's a question that needs to be answered, and I think we may see something more on this when the governor releases his infrastructure message later this month.
And they aren't, especially here in Ingham County, they don't answer to anybody.
Well, that's the thing, you know. They're a public board, and they meet in public and whatever, but they're not elected by the public. You know, they're an appointed board, and You know, I mean, they're not really held accountable to anybody except the people who appointed them. And, you know, they're appointed for regular terms. So unless they resign on their own, you know, there they are, you know. And if the public's got a problem, oh, well, you know, we're appointed. Go take it up with the county commission.
All right, Kyle, I got less than a minute. One of the top stories at MIRSnews.com is the Senate Economic Development Committee chair announced that he's going to vote on the Detroit-Canada bridge. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, he put out a release on Friday that was his intention, that on Wednesday we're finally going to have a vote on the bridge. And then he got some blowback from some committee members that day. And by the end of the day, he said, well, maybe we won't have a vote. So it's still a contentious subject, Tony. We'll have to check in on Wednesday, see what happens.
All right. If you want to know what's going on in state government, MIRS newsletter, and check out Kyle. Kyle, thanks so much.
Hey, my pleasure, Tony.